dun 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 dun. Yes, that's very dramatic music, poorly done by yourself, by yours truly. That's what I was thinking of. Yours truly, the host of Mornings at McFarland's here at McFarland's on Carolina.
Are you still listening? Thank you so much for staying with us today.
Lindsay's going to have to refrain from throwing things at me for ruining the show for her by singing repeatedly in silly ways. But because she's a wonderful singer herself. Those of you that know Lindsay at all know that she does sing. In fact, you have one of those artist things coming up with your sister again, the Geesey Girls.
Yeah, we've got a house concert coming up. Thanks for doing that plug for me. Yeah, shameless plug. June 9th, Friday, June 9th, 7 o'clock at the Downtown Gallery.
There
are no advance tickets. It's donations at the door would be appreciated.
And that's how most of the concerts are, right?
That's how all the concerts at the Downtown Gallery are, which is just an awesome, it's a really relaxed, cool vibe.
Yeah.
We're doing mostly show tunes that day. So Friday, June 9th.
Because you've both had some experience doing shows, is my recollection.
Just a little bit. Yeah. And then I should, since we're doing a quick plug of upcoming house concerts, July, this summer is all about the Sauk Prairie amazing folks. So so my sister and I are June 9th.
Okay.
And now I feel weird that I said amazing folks because I... Because I just put myself in there.
But
it'll be a fun concert for sure. And then July 21st, we have the Jeffrey James Show.
Okay.
So Jeffrey James himself is not a Sauk Prairie native, but he is performing with Maggie Poff and Sam Ness, are from Sauk Prairie and fantastic performers.
Jeffrey and Maggie, I think, have done like Hawaii and California. I mean, they've been around. And of course.
Yeah, when I was coordinating the concert with them, they were like, well, we'll get that contract back to you. We're just, you know, on the beach in Maui or something like.
Oh, boo-hoo.
That's rough.
Yeah,
right.
Well, Sam, of course, was all
over. We don't
have
a printer here on the beach.
Talk about internet. It wasn't, Sam was in like Scotland and England and I don't know. He went all through Europe and did the, you know, I just got out of high school and I'm going to go sow my wild oats concert tour.
And I think all three of them are going to talk a little bit about their travels during their concert because that influences your music, of course.
Right.
And then August 18th is a Kelter concert.
Kelters.
I cannot reveal all the details to that yet, but there will be many Kelters involved. I'm sure Bob and Marina will both be doing a concert. And those are always like, they've been coming back again and again because people love to see
them. Fun.
And they do a variety of music too. But I'm hoping to get the kids back too, Alana and Chris. If you're from here and you know them, send them a message and say, get back here August 18th.
Right.
But
that works for me.
That's what's coming up. So
now the big reveal. So this year is another
is so exciting
year. Really
the reveal. We're not just like doing this for radio ratings.
Right. This is, well, of course we are doing it for radio ratings, but that's not the only reason. Okay. And after coming off a great year this past year with all of the variety of things that there were, it was just really a nice eclectic concert that I think honestly met people where they were at.
Yeah.
You know? And a little bit of something for everyone. A ventriloquist, some folk stuff.
Magic.
Everything. Really cool.
We're going to continue taking it to that next level.
Okay.
So
who are they? Who are the people that you will only see at the River Arts?
Okay, so this first one takes a little bit of explanation more than the others, but that's because it's a part of both the show at the River Arts Center and our first exhibit happening over there. And so the first show of the season. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. I can do the
I know
dun,
you want to do more.
Yeah.
Friday, October 13th, 2017 at 7 p.m. at the River Arts Center by the Sauk Prairie High School.
Dun, dun, dun.
Thank you. We are bringing Letters Home. It is a play, and it is going to be, it already has been produced by the Chicago Griffin Theater Company.
Okay.
And I'm just going to read to you the short synopsis because I could talk about this forever and ever too. It's such a great play. I had the pleasure of seeing an excerpt of it a couple months back, and I was blown away. It's powerful emotionally, but there's also light parts to it. So it's just really, it takes you on a roller coaster journey, but in the best way possible. Letters Home puts the recent wars in Afghanistan and Iraq front and center by bringing to life actual letters written by soldiers serving in those countries. The production is inspired by the New York Times op-ed article, The Things They Wrote, and the subsequent HBO documentary, Last Letters Home. Without politicizing, the play gives audiences a powerful portrait of the soldier's experience, defining patriotism and what it means to serve our country through acts of bravery, compassion, and brotherhood. I mean, wow. It's phenomenal. That's going to have, it has the adults senior pricing, but also a special veteran pricing, because okay. this, I think this show is going to speak to them. And,
sure.
And so that ties together. Yes, and that ties together with our exhibits at the River Art Center. And I won't talk about all the exhibits, but this one in particular I did want to mention, since they do tie together so well. We are bringing in two exhibits from the Wisconsin Veterans Museum, okay. as well as a very special exhibit that we're curating with Heroes for Honor, the Sauk Prairie right. organization that raised over $200,000 to support two Badger Honor Flights,
right.
and also with the Badger Honor Flight organization. So we're going to put together something special for the all the veterans that got to go on the both the September and the April honor flights this past year, and it's going to be just a powerful exhibit and a way for us to, through art, give our thanks and sure. show our support. So
sure. Art yeah. reflecting life, reflecting art, reflecting
yeah.
life.
Maybe, yeah. yeah. So cool. I get goosebumps cool. thinking about it. I'm so excited to start our year with that. We are able to do a high school outreach with that show as well. And whenever okay. we can bring in great shows for the public, but also make it educational and tie it in with our school district, we're always a big fan of doing that.
Sure.
So,
sure.
And I do have to do a little plug. We're looking for sponsors for our whole season in general,
okay.
Including the show, but we did already get some funding from Sauk County.
Okay.
And that was through the
Arts and Humanities.
The Arts and Humanities grant, yeah. and with special funding from the Wisconsin Art Board and the National Endowment for the Arts. So it is really a huge thanks to them that we can do something like this, because grant support is just, it's down and yeah. it's hard to come by these. And yeah. and Sauk County is, I think, one of three counties in the state that offers arts funding.
Talk about shameless plugs. I will shamelessly plug for
Please.
Our county.
Yeah.
Sauk County is one of three counties in the entire state of Wisconsin that actually has a grant program like that. So kudos to our governance, to our Sauk yeah. County Board of Supervisors, for continuing to make that a priority item on the budget. But Milwaukee, Dane, and Sauk are the only three counties that yeah. have things like that. So,
we are really
so
lucky.
Hats off, Sauk County.
Yes,
carry
thank
yourselves
you so much.
With pride as you walk through the streets of Sauk County. So,
yay. Okay, well, so moving on, we have on Saturday, November 18th, 2017, it's a 2 p.m. show. We are bringing in the Holy Rock-a-Rollas. And they
you gotta
are.
Love the title of
you
that
have to
show.
Love it's Rollas with a Z.
Rollas.
So. You have to love them. It's what it sounds like. It's a 50s rock and roll. So I don't know who isn't going to. I mean, how do you not love this music? It's Elvis sure. Presley, Buddy Holly, Chuck Berry, Johnny Cash, and so much more. It's a rock and roll show.
Just fun. Right. Right.
Music.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So
get your toe tapping and your, you know, whatever.
Yeah. And another, so, and then I'm going to plug too, because when I put out a lot of our media and stuff in our brochures, we don't get to talk about the other outreach that we do. So I do want to mention that. So that group is going to the Pines and Maplewood, two of our senior living facilities here in town, to do a special outreach for them too.
Excellent.
So yeah,
excellent.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Excellent.
I think that
cool.
would be great. On Sunday, January 7th, 2018 at 2 p.m., we are bringing the Three Redneck Tenors. another great one.
Obviously a high art performance, right?
Absolutely. Right. You may have seen right. them on America's Got Talent.
Okay.
But they do, they have a show in Branson now. They tour all over. They describe themselves as Larry the Cable Guy meets Il Divo meets Mrs. Doubtfire.
Well, that's certainly an imagination full, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, right. So they are part of like the tenor genre. So, but okay. they'll do music from Broadway to pop to country to classical.
And they're really good singers.
They're really good singers.
Really,
but
really.
Then they do it with a twist
right.
and they dress up like rednecks and
right.
there's comedy
right.
and.
Right. It's just a fun time.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. So you're actually going to hear, I think of it kind of like Looney Tunes. You know, I grew up with Looney Tunes, and there's opera in Looney Tunes.
Yeah.
You know, What's Up Opera, you know, is one of the greatest Bugs Bunny episodes anyway. And you watch that thing and you realize you're actually getting exposed to wonderful music
right.
in the midst of it. So how can you
right.
go wrong?
Right.
So,
yeah. Okay. It's kind of like sneaking in
yeah.
great music.
Yeah. yeah.
Especially, you know, ladies, the those guys out there, if you have a hard time getting them to the theater.
This is the one.
This is a good one. One
yeah,
for
yeah.
you.
Hey, it's pretty good there, don't you?
Don't tell them there's going to be any classical in it.
Yeah,
just, tell them it's about rednecks.
And there's something for the kids too there once,
yeah,
huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
We better move on
better
before
move on.
We lose
Yeah, the
everybody.
Minnesota jokes are coming again. And Mike Ganger's going, Raw?
No.
Stop it.
Okay. Then Saturday, February 24th, 2018 at 2 p.m., we are bringing Larry Gatlin. of the Gatlin Brothers.
Wow.
So exciting. Gosh. He's already been so great to work with. We're excited to have him here. It is just Larry and some of his band members, but it's not all the brothers.
Sure.
His show is comically entitled, Will the Real Larry Gatlin... I already screwed it up. Will the Real Larry Gatlin Please Sit Down?
I just saw a thing with the Gatlin Brothers. There was a magician up at Ho-Chunk this past weekend. Thomas John, I can't. I he's know. Actually he's got a Branson.
You're gonna
show
have
too.
People calling in.
I know.
Now,
saying, okay. Yeah, it was him, right? You idiot. So, but he actually had a clip of him with his tigers on the Gatlin Brothers show.
Oh, cool.
So things tie around.
The Gatlin Brothers are all over. I'm sure everybody has a memory or something to share.
So that's four shows?
That's four. Okay. So we are wrapping up the season Friday, March 2nd, 2018, a 7 p.m. show with Tallymore.
Okay.
Tallymore is Irish folk band out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Really cool. I mean, I don't really need to describe it. I think Irish folk...
We'll know it.
And they are going to do an outreach with our young kids, our future generation.
What day is that?
That's a Friday, March 2nd.
Oh, gee, that might be close to St. Patty's Day.
It might have been a little bit of planning.
You might have been a bit
that.
There, huh? Just a bit, just to make sure that we got the Irish in there just in time, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I'm not even going to try to do that accent. So.
You know, I had a bit of practice to do. And for our UK audience there, I want to make things a bit more special for them, you know? So, no, I did a show years ago, Spoke Song, and I played an Irishman, so I had to learn the whole dialect back then. And it's fun now at St. Patty's Day to go into McDonald's and ask for a shamrock shake and watch them just go, what's with the guy here with the accent? So it's okay. But
they probably know you by now.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm kind of an out on site.
Yeah,
so
they're like, oh, it's Ral again.
Yeah, get him out of here.
So those are our five shows. We did it. First time revealed here on WRPQ.
Brochures will be coming out.
All that stuff's coming out this summer. Tickets go on sale to the public July 1st.
Okay.
So there is a little time in between. If you are a member or want to become a member, you can order your tickets anytime now.
Excellent.
Our members already received information about the shows.
Okay.
But it's not too late to... It's actually early... This is the time to become a member of River Arts, Inc. Our membership program runs from July 1st to June 30th.
Okay.
And there's all sorts of benefits.
Sure.
You can find information about that on our website, too, riverartsinc.org.
Or
stop by the gallery downtown sometime. You get to see great art. You can chat about all of these things. You can learn more about the shows and all of the... I mean, we went through very little of what we're doing. Actually, I've been compiling what we have set for the year, and we're not even done programming yet.
Right.
And we have over 70 events.
Right. Right. That's how it's been. That's how, since you came on board, that's how it's been.
Yeah. And with our workshop programming, it just continues to rise. And, but we're not stopping doing the things that we have been doing.
Right.
We're continuing to improve on those things and expanding, which I think is really great.
I keep thinking of Sue Holloway as you say that, how she used to oftentimes say to people, if you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life. And that's obviously that you love what you do. So that's why it's always so much fun.
Aww,
anyways,
thanks.
We've been talking with Lindsay Giese-Juarez, the executive director of River Arts, Inc. We're going to take another quick break. We'll come back with just a quick rundown of some of the community events going on this week. I don't have a whole lot of time, unfortunately, because Lindsay and I just get to a talking and a talking, and before you know it, the time is all up. So, but here we are at WRPQ Radio 99.7 FM. Don't go anywhere, folks, because we will be back in just a minute.
DeMars Plumbing, since 1982, is the plumbing company to turn to for quality design, installation, maintenance, and repair of residential and business plumbing systems. DeMars Plumbing specializes in plumbing fixtures and water heaters, septic systems, private water well systems, radiant in-floor heating, and excavating and trucking needs. DeMars Plumbing, located just west of Sauk Prairie. They're open weekdays 7 to 5. Call 608-544-4471. Online at DemarsPlumbing.com. Have you noticed? People are moving their exercise from indoors to outdoors. Enjoying the warm weather while training for spring and summer sports is exhilarating. Sometimes that exhilaration leads to overdoing, causing injury, especially if you're prone to old injuries, haven't worked out for a while, or didn't properly warm up. When injuries occur, the family medicine providers of Prairie Clinic are here to care for your sports injury needs. Call 608-643-3351 to schedule an appointment at Prairie Clinic, 112 Helen Street in Sauk City.
Diamonds. Just the word makes a person's eyes sparkle. When it's time to give your special someone a diamond, make sure you know the jeweler you're dealing with. Trust Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts in the Baraboo Mini Mall. They offer a gorgeous selection of diamond engagement rings in their diamond center. Sophie's also offers diamond earrings, pendants, and bracelets, too. Ideal gifts anytime. In-store financing to qualified credit with up to 1 year interest-free terms. Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts in the Baraboo Mini Mall, Highway 12, Baraboo.
And we're back. Yes, I'm not singing this time, okay? I am going to do goofy voices because that's what I do, but I'm not going to sing. So those of you that are, we're looking forward to the non-singing portion of the show, this is it, okay? Anyways, my guest this morning has been Lindsay Guisi-Juarez, Executive Director of River Arts, Inc. We've been just having a great time talking about all of the things going on at River Arts. Again, thank you, Lindsay, so much for what you do. For all the stuff you, for the fun that you bring to the show.
Oh,
so this is why you're repeatedly asked back and back and back. But go, please go on to riverartsinc.org for their website to find out more about information going on there, right?
Yes.
And if you want to tell your friends about the show and come back and listen again, it should be available later today on WRPQ.com.
Yeah. And you're going to need to go to WRPQ.com to hear the run of the shows and the times because that's not on our website yet.
Ooh.
So right now, this is the only place to hear
Thanks
the shows.
Thanks for that shameless plug for WRPQ.
You're welcome.
So giving that you scratch my back, I scratch yours. So that's how that works. So anyways, this week is just busier than all get out, just like a lot of weekends here in Sauk Prairie. Tomorrow there's a Brats for a Cause going on from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. Wittenbach Meats is sponsoring that, but it's a fundraiser for the Tower Rock baseball field. You can actually, at Wittenbach Meats. So any meats that you ordered from Fritz, apparently he's got a thing there where all profits will go to support the project. So if you plan to order more than 25 brats, please order in advance, but they will be selling brats, and I think we're even going to, I think, get some for the lunch here at McFarland, so that hopefully people buy lots of brats and they get money for that baseball field. So then also this weekend is the FFA Alumni Spring Dirt Fling Truck and Tractor Pull. So the Spring Dirt Fling. I grew up in Milwaukee, so before I ever came to Sauk Prairie, I didn't know about these tractor pulls, but they're a big deal.
They're a really big
deal, and lots of fun. I mean, you watch these guys just pulling things like you can't believe it. And of course, we talked about the workshop crafts thing on Friday, which is the nail and string art. Mm-hmm. So get a chance to make something kind of fun with part of the new crafts and drafts.
Yeah.
Boy, you would think it rhymes. You would think I would remember that. Crafts and drafts.
I thought it was so clever.
I promise. Yeah, okay. So also Farmer's Market going on this weekend. Merrimack is having their pancake breakfast this weekend. Also McFarland's is having the community vote-a-thon, the community organization. So please come on down to McFarland's.
Vote for River Arts Inc.
Please, please. There's going to actually have a food tent going on with folks from the Sauk Prairie Ambulance Association. We'll be running that, and all proceeds from that will go to that organization. And then we're having the whole voting process for all the community organizations. So if people have any other organizations they want to make sure are on our list, contact me at mornings@mcfarlands.net.
That's all day Saturday.
So it is. Well, 10 until 2. We'll have a bounce set up so kids have some place to jump and play to. Mm-hmm. So we're getting some great help from our guys over in the manufacturing area to help staff that, because it's going to be a busy day with the Memorial Day weekend sale as well.
The manufacturing guys are staffing the bounce.
Yeah.
That's the best.
It's going to be fun. So yeah. we got folks, Shar Kepler and Margie Prime are going to come over and help out with that, and then we got guys helping to set up. So it's a complete McFarland's effort. Another one of our 100th anniversary celebrations that we're trying to do throughout the year. So and then this one I particularly like, I'm just going to plug it out, the VFW Chicken Barbecue. Oh my gosh, if you haven't had that chicken barbecue, you have not lived. Okay, from 11 until 2 p.m. location is down at the VFW. If you've got any questions, call Kevin Crone at 279-5935. That's 279-5935. But again, if you want some good chicken, it's good stuff, and you'll be supporting the VFW, which is we were talking about an event earlier today that also supports the VFW. Yep. So that's about it for this morning's show. Thanks everybody for joining us here on Mornings at McFarland's. Always a pleasure to have our radio audience, and especially a pleasure to have the guest I've had today. So thanks again, Lindsay, for being here.
Thank you.
So y'all take care. Join us next week, same time, same bat channel here on WRPQ Radio, 99.7 FM in Baraboo, Sauk Prairie. Take care, folks. See you next week.
Mornings at McFarland's with host Raul LaBreche is produced live at our 99.7 FM studio at McFarland's in Sauk City. Listen again next Wednesday at 8:05 for another edition of Mornings at McFarland's. Today's show is presented by Prairie Clinic, Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gift Shop, and DeMars Plumbing.